once again on a Tuesday. And Helen is back in the studio. Helen Garner, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mac?
Fantastic. Oh, I'm not as, I think, as awake and alert and fired up as you. You've just come from a yoga class and, yes, you know, you look like you're ready for anything that Tuesday can throw at you.
Yeah, we worked hips again.
You worked hips. That's the best way to start a Tuesday. Yeah, no, my hips are definitely like seizing up here in this chair. More standing in the studio, I think. But looking at our mindful Tuesday and all the cool stuff that we're hoping to unpack today, you brought some interesting stuff into the studio with you today. We have cutlery in the studio, but you've brought forks.
I know. I actually, and you know what? I had to have them sent to my sister-in-law in Australia, and then I had to like explain to her, said, I'm sorry, I'm weird. Like everyone else buys like a skirt, and I'm buying tuning forks. I'm sorry.
So these are not dinner forks. These are tuning forks.
Tuning forks, yes.
These are the kind of two-pronged things that if you ping them against something, they resonate with a specific frequency.
With a frequency. Should I just ping one?
Okay, hang on. Let me just... Yeah, take it away. Take it away.
I'll try.
And it just rings, hey? It just goes. It's still going.
Yeah. It goes for about 30 to 60 seconds.
That's insane. So this is one of a set.
Yes.
And this set, known as the Solfeggio tuning forks.
Yes. The Solfeggio sound, yeah. There's nine. There's six, and then there's three hidden ones. And they're all on the vibrate. They're all kind of the universal law. It's all... the vibration of certain things. So that one I just played is 528, and that's love. It's the love vibration. So I was very drawn to that one.
Wow, 528 like hertz. That's
the
frequency.
The hertz, yes.
And it's specifically and very deliberately tuned. This I've been doing a bit of research on this since you told me about it. I'm digging into it last night and having a look at this whole world of the science behind sound and frequencies and the way that they affect us on like a very foundational subconscious level almost.
Extremely. And so sound is vibration. And it's like it's everything is vibration. So yeah, it's what it creates, where we get put from the sound.
And I mean, naturally, being on the radio, you know, we're all about sound here, and the power of sound. We know that that's got power in itself, just as a way to kind of get information out there. But beyond talk and beyond chatter, when it comes to trying to find the right headspace, whether it's maybe in the gym and you're trying to dig deep, or whether you're in a yoga class and trying to go deep into a pose, or whether you are
before freediving, I honestly used to play the Big Blue.
The Big Blue?
Yeah, I did.
And this, I mean...
And the one of the world famous freedivers, Will Troubridge, he would play the most hectic rock.
Really?
It's like, what are you doing?
But
he needed, yeah.
It gets you to that place.
It put him in a place where he needed to be.
And this is the thing, like sound and music and soundscapes, I think... They are like these secret performance enhancing, I don't want to say drugs, but they can be addictive. But I think they can really help you.
They can alter your state.
That's it.
Yeah.
So they're like a drug. I mean, they
100%.
Really can.
It's a healthy drug. They actually, it's quite trendy now. I know we all know Tibetan singing bowls, but now what's really trending in the yoga world are sound baths. And you need to look it up. They look amazing. They are like these big white glass sort of jars, and they have the drum thing that they'll hit with it, and they make this Solfeggio sounds. And so you'll do a yoga class, and then you'll have a sound bath, where a 20-minute where you lie and you listen to these healing sounds,
and they wash over you.
It's a sound bath. How amazing!
That's incredible.
Absolutely amazing.
And you come out feeling kind of reset, recalibrated,
absolutely changed,
tuned.
Absolutely tuned. Yeah,
it's amazing. And I'm looking at this stuff, and this is not like just some new trendy thing that's popping up in 2022. This stuff has been around. I mean, for like centuries. And in sort of, it's been kind of suppressed in a sense, I think. It seems like throughout its history, there have been movements that have kind of held on to this knowledge and kept it going. And in sort of popular knowledge since the sort of mid-20th century, It's been slowly making a comeback. As science has kind of dug into it and backed it up and sort of said, wow, there's a lot here that the ancient traditions have known for a long time, but now we can actually verify it and understand it.
We can measure it,
yeah. Quantify it.
So like the Gregorian chants and the Sanskrit chants, you measure those chants, they're very similar. They have a healing element to the sound. It's like, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And the solfeggio is actually related to the Gregorian. And funny enough, we were talking about the sound of music, that do, re, mi. That song is related to the tunes, those sounds.
You think, like, what do those words mean? Do, re, mi, va. But it's they're all...
Latin.
That's right.
Yeah.
You now have turned me on to this whole thing, and now I'm reading into it. And
go get the music.
Yeah.
Go get the movie. It's so good.
So re, mi, fa, re, the first sort of syllable from the Latin, resonare fibris. Mi from the mira gestorum, and fa from famuli tuorum. They all mean things. They all relate to the specific frequency. And if you can get the tuning fork, or if you can get the singing bowl, or
you can actually go onto YouTube, or you can go onto I'm going to say Inside Timer. I need to be paid by these people.
This is Helen's favorite go-to app.
It really is. So you look for a sound bath, like look for a sound bath class, and you'll listen to these frequencies, or you just go and look for the solfeggio frequencies.
So these things exist. People are doing like,
or for sleep, they've got them for sleep. They've got it for waking up. Because you can do different things with sound, right?
Wow.
I mean, we were talking earlier about, you know, what do you listen to? And I actually, at the one point, I was kind of, I suppose, struggling. And I didn't realize I was struggling until I realized I wasn't listening to music in the car.
Ah.
And when I was I actually was not singing and I wasn't listening. I sing, my poor children. So
when Helen's not singing, something's wrong.
No, I promise you it is. If I'm not singing in the car, there's a problem. And if I'm definitely not listening to music, there's a big problem. So then I realize, okay, there's something going on. So I think music is so indicative of our state.
That's it. And you can use it to bring your state back if you're out of whack.
Yeah. So when you listen to when you're having baby and you, or you're pregnant and you listen and you've got a newborn, everyone buys this Mozart for minors.
Yeah.
My poor children were having all the Sanskrit chants because I was teaching yoga, so they had that. But the you have Mozart for minors because it's very calming. So Mozart is known to be non-emotive, so it's mathematical and it's very. It's not a scary sound.
Very reassuring?
It's a safe thing. So it'll take you up and it'll take you down, but you don't feel unsafe. So it's very calming. So if you want to meditate, listening to Mozart before meditating will put you into the right state where you are feeling calm and peaceful and receptive.
That is so cool.
It's amazing.
So here's you. If you want to find out a little bit more, you should do some Googling, do some research into this stuff. Solfeggio frequencies is what we've been talking about. That's Solfeggio. If you misspell it, don't worry, Google will correct you.
Yeah.
enough people are looking into this stuff.
So evidently. Many people are typing it wrong, myself included.
but it's fascinating, and there's so much being written about it, so much being explored, and so much science that is now backing this stuff up.
Yeah, and it's there. It's available for us, and it's again, Mike, it's free. It's something that you can do to change your state. It's beautiful.
Well this is the thing, and look, now plugging into that, I'm looking at all these other wonderful free resources that are out there. Something that I've sent you a link to, which I'm hoping you'll be checking out this week, maybe.
Yes, definitely.
This is an app called Endel, it's sort of right up this alley. It's kind of combining science with sound, and making it kind of personalized, creating personalized soundscapes to help you focus, relax, and sleep. Apparently, it's all backed by neuroscience. I've been playing around with this thing, just a free version. There's like a paid version, which gives you a whole lot of extra stuff, but the free version is fantastic, and it's got these kind of dynamic soundscapes, and not playlists really, but these sort of things that change depending on the time of day.
Wow.
It's sort of somehow it works out you, your biorhythm, whether your energy is peaking or it's dropping down. The focus playlist for me is fantastic, just to pop some headphones on and get into some emails or do some work. Relax is great. There's a sleep one, which is great to drift off to. And there's even an activity one if you are moving, if you're running, if you are in the gym. These things just help you kind of get into a really great space, focused.
Yeah, so it was, you know, and that's a funny thing is like it's the gamma and the delta and these beta states that we're in. So it's taking us out of these states, and we are in this fight or flight, go go go. We're in the wrong state. We've got to come out of that, and so yeah. You know, sometimes we do want to listen to AC/DC, you know,
yeah, it's great.
You know, you want to scream in a pillow and be like really frustrated or something. But you have to understand that state is meeting you where you're at, and you're not in a calm place that you want to be. So these other music, I'm dying to see Endel. It's going to take you into out of that state.
And for what you need at the moment, for whatever you're tackling, if it's one of those things in those areas, as you say, it's gonna change your brain waves.
Yeah.
Alpha, beta,
gamma.
These are things that you can actually, if you had a little EEG thing strapped on your head, you'd be able to actually see what was happening in your brain. And bottom line is, you don't need that. You'll feel it. Just go check it out. Endel, E-N-D-E-L. Try it for free. Play around with it for all you like. You've got nothing to lose on a Tuesday. And then solfeggio, the solfeggio frequencies. Get yourself some tuning forks.
Yeah, the tuning fork. The Amazon is so expensive to send. You have to send to my sister-in-law in Australia.
And the thing is, now I'm going to do some research, because apparently if you start using more of them, more than one, you hold one to the left ear, one to the right ear. I mean, next time we'll experiment.
You're so higher grade. I'm baby steps.
No, next week I'm going to pick one. You're going to pick one. You play it on that one. I'll pan your thing to the left speaker. Plan mine to the right speaker, and then everyone listening to this needs to put on headphones, and then we'll connect on on a level.
Okay.
Plans for next Tuesday.
Listen, I've just downloaded the Endel app. I'm baby steps.
Okay. That's your homework for this week. Forget about the
no, but I'll bring this off with you. I'm definitely working on that this week. I'm so excited.
Super. And for those that are keen to start their Tuesday the right way, with a yoga class, or are you maybe looking to an upcoming yoga retreat or one of the other exciting things you're involved in, where can folks find you on the socials?
Instagram.
You're still with Instagram.
Or Facebook.
Right?
Yeah,
Instagram's getting a backlash these days. Kim Kardashian says it needs to stop becoming TikTok. It must stay
Instagram. No, exactly. We just want to look at cute pictures.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're on Instagram.
I'm trying my best to do a reel. I actually did a reel yesterday. So go and check out my reel. It's Helen Garner Yoga.
Keep it real.
Helen
Garner Yoga. And on a Tuesday, around about 9:15, most likely you'll find Helen right here on 88 FM. Helen, always a pleasure. And keep tuning. Keep
Don't tune.
Don't tune. Back to the music.